Blog Talk Radio.
Through my Bluetooth.
Oh, no. No way, dude.
Like, it's playing everything else through it. I don't know why it's not playing the phone through it.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Hold on a second.
Sorry.
While we're fiddling, I'm going to see something.
All right.
Are you on already?
Well, we are on now. I literally had to start so I could call you.
Nope, you're cool. Go ahead and start gabbing, and I'm going to fiddle with something while you're gabbing. Okay.
Oh, not a problem. So, everybody, welcome to the show. For those that are going to be listening and listening soon, this is going to be the inaugural, and I say the inaugural show. I'm calling it New Beginnings because this is a fresh start, a new start, a good way to, just start this pandemic year all over again. I'm going to reset my year and start it over. I don't care what anybody says. And we got Rick on there right now. He's going to be on this pandemic journey with us. He's trying to get his Bluetooth working. It's like an epic fail for him right now.
I don't like your attitude. Can you hear me, asshole? I mean, Chad.
No, yeah, no. I can hear you.
Does it sound okay?
Just sounds like it sounded a minute ago.
Okay, that's all I needed to know then. Okay. So, it's just me. I'm handicapped. Just ignore me.
You are electronic handicapped. Oh, hey, yeah, by the way, I got the mic working. I had to find plug. Yeah, I had to find my other plug, and then I tested it out, and it didn't want to work, and then I had to fiddle fart around with it a little bit.
Sweet. So before we get into this too much, I would just like to point out that anybody that does listen now or listen later, note that we are not in the same place, because if we are, we are mean enough to each other that we would physically attack each other.
Mm-hmm. We'd straight kill each other. That's how that would work.
Yes. It would be worth for to actually see for like a web series instead of a podcast, but that would be at a later time.
Yeah. It can happen. So I guess shit fire.
That's called diarrhea if you shit fire. Just so you know. Diarrhea. Cha cha cha.
Well, guess who I got a message from?
Who?
From Terrence.
Oh, shit. He's still alive?
Apparently, yeah, he is. He's like, give me the show times and I'll start calling in.
Right on. Well,
apparently,
as we get into this, I have a couple other people that we can talk to occasionally to pester and have call-ins so we can bullshit with them too.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. That's what I was going to send you, and I totally forgot to send it to you. I am so sorry.
What's that?
I was going to send you a because I know it stays the same, was the guest call-in number.
Oh, gotcha. You hit me up with that later. We'll get that figured out. For now, we need to figure out what we want to blab about today.
Well, I don't know. I was just sitting there and I was gonna watch the presidential debate.
That's a waste of time.
Or not the presidential, but the vice presidential debate. And I figured I'd wait. And watch it again later. Just because. But then I got so many people commenting. I guess apparently during the whole debate, Pence dodged a bunch of questions and then had a ginormous fly land on his head and stayed on his head.
Well, at least he looked better for the rest of the show.
Right? But that makes me wonder, was he wearing his Depends?
Probably not. But you got to realize, at that point, with the amount of bullshit that falls out, it doesn't matter how much you wipe, everybody smells it.
Right. That is so true. That is so, so true.
And before we get into this either way, I just want to point out, for anybody that may or may not be listening, and you already know this, I am not one side or another. I will be the first one to tell anybody I don't vote because I think they're all full of shit. And I see good and bad in all of them. And there are days that I'm like, hey, you're a genius. And there are going to be days like, hey, you're a fucking retard. And you might want to put down the mic and walk away before somebody smacks you. Yeah, we'll go with smack you before I go too far. Sorry.
Smack. Hit.
Yes. Yeah, that's
it. Catch your coronavirus, then go back to work and infect more people with it.
Right. Hey, I just want to point out that science is not right.
And also, too, I want to point out that there is no such thing as global warming as well, too, because it's not true.
I know. It's unbelievable. Never mind the fact that a 19-square-mile area, they didn't actually even give the full cubic, a 19-square-mile area broke off from Greenland.
For real?
2 weeks ago. Yes, for real.
So that just confirms it. It's not global warming. It's them damn Greenlanders.
Damn bastards. I truthfully believe it was probably scrap from Ice Age is probably what happened.
You know, trying to get that damn, trying to get that stupid acorn.
Well, like any crazy woman still trying to figure out what she wants to do with that nut.
They can't figure out if they want to swallow it, keep it. Oh, yeah. No, I definitely got to get that mic reset back up right, but at least I got it working. I'm happy about
right
it. I'm happy that we could use the mic and we can just bullshit.
Well, let's see. It's been, what, close to 3 years since we've done this? Or has it been four?
It's been longer than that.
It's been a while, so.
It's 2011.
Has it really been 9 years?
Yeah, because it was just right. It was just right before the tornado hit Joplin.
Shit, I thought we did it after that.
No, we didn't do it after that.
Let's see what's happened. Let's just jump into this for
you
people that are going to start listening. No, I'm not the Brady Bunch. Calm down. I have a small litter of four. Quit it.
A small litter of six.
Let's jump into this. No, to give it a little breakdown to begin with. Married, ugly, fat, bald, work construction. Four children who I love dearly that I want to strangle every day. So I'm a basic dad. Three girls, one boy. And then there's
six dogs.
Two dogs. Basically, two horses.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you know what? You didn't get to hear the intro music, did you?
I did not.
Look, I gotta play this for you again. I literally just got reminded. I gotta play this for you. You'll never guess.
What
I kinda
did you
dig
find?
It. I really dig it. Here. Yeah. I kinda dig it.
I'm pretty sure I might have just grown sideburns on my inner thighs. That's how 1970s that made me feel, just so you know.
I know, and it fits, though.
It fits? How does that fit?
It fits the show. It does.
Okay, you say so. I'll go with it.
My buddy over at TLR Sounds made that for us.
Oh, well, tell TLR Sounds that we highly appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, he literally did it.
Yeah.
What would his name be?
Yeah, that's what I said. Oh, my God, it's like talking to my kids. You stink on ice.
It's my cousin Travis.
Oh, Travis. Well, hi, Travis.
Yeah, I don't know if he's listening now. I believe we're on the, it says we're on the air, but the problem is
it's the inaugural show and we have nobody's listening. We're just literally talking to ourselves. And quite boringly, I assume, right at this point so far.
And it may, no wait, I set it up for. Okay, so technically speaking, I think the show is actually supposed to start in like 17 minutes.
Yeah.
Which I don't understand. I mean, this whole the whole thing, it's just, it's kind of got me a little messed up.
Oh, why 17 minutes?
I don't know. The
at
whole
10:30
switch
at 10:30 basically.
Well, I guess so because apparently. Apparently, the times on the board, it's changed. It used to be, like, central and all that, so I could set it right.
Uh-huh.
Well, now it's all Eastern time. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it kind of messed with me a little bit.
Well, you've never been good at telling time. I know at your age, you're just praying for an analog clock that's at least 4 foot tall so you could see.
Yeah, I got one of those. I don't know what you're talking about.
I know you do. I'm not shocked by that.
Honestly, I really do. I've got one. And it's a loud sucker, too.
So, if you're just tuning in, you've now realized that Chad is blind and he cannot see across the room.
But I can shoot a gun.
Anybody can shoot. Stevie Wonder can shoot a gun. Just because you can pull a trigger doesn't mean you can do anything.
No, Stevie Wonder could not shoot a gun. He could play a piano.
Ah, yeah. 88 keys. I'm sure he could pull a trigger at least once. Didn't say what he might hit.
Might hit his foot.
Okay, I'm just going to jump into it. Because you're boring me with your small talk like a grandpa who wanted to drink coffee over some old stew that wasn't any good. So Eddie Van Halen died.
It was good, goddammit. I know.
Eddie Van Halen died. 65. I did not know he had cancer.
No, I knew he did, but I didn't think he was supposed to. I didn't know he was that far off.
Well, he'd been dealing with it for a while. And, apparently, he was doing really well with it. And then I think he just went through another section of it where it just came back. Because I'm not sure how long he'd been fighting it.
Really? Yeah, one of my friends, one of my friends posted it, and I was like, no. And he was like, yeah. I'm like, wow, that's sad. So we're getting old.
Well, you got to realize that's an end of an era.
It really is. It really is. It's the end of a... It's the end of the good rock and roll.
Well, and so he's had cancer since 2000, is what I'm reading. And it was a mouth cancer, and he had surgery, is what I'm reading. And I do know that he had, I don't know what time frame, but for a while he was having somebody come in, and he was getting some sort of oral drip treatment through an IV. I don't know all the details, but he was doing really well, and I'm just not seeing when it came back. Either way, it's very sad because it's no matter what your age is, unless you're the goofballs that thought Post Malone put Ozzy Osbourne on the map, you know who Eddie Van Halen is. And
wait,
it's because
you mean he didn't?
I'm not afraid. This is why we are not in the same room, because I would reach across and punch you right now. He was one of the first people to go crazy after Hendrix on the guitar. And not just crazy, like, he changed how lead guitar was done. And these are not my words. These are words from thousands of different fans and other people. And this is not me just saying it, because I personally have never seen him. Seen thousands of videos, seen lots of live footage. But the way you have to look at it, and I agree with every single one that said it, is when Van Halen came out, Van Halen was heavy. It was loud. But the difference between all the other heavy and loud stuff was they weren't angry. They were happy. They were having a blast.
Yeah. Well, and that and all the alcohol they drank, I think that helped out too.
Well, did you realize that he was probably a huge introvert? And actually the reason he drank so much was so he would loosen up and actually get on stage. Because he wasn't an outgoing guy. He didn't want to go out and meet people and talk to people.
Wow. See, now that I did not know.
Yeah, end of an era. That's just a part that sucks. It's an end of an era.
It is.
You know, he's 65. You know, they had what? 20 albums? Through all the 19 different lead singers?
It was only two. Three.
Two? Four. It was four, buddy.
Four. Wait, hold on.
There was David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar. Oh, I forgot the other two.
David Lee Roth.
Sammy Hagar.
Sammy Hagar.
Uh-huh.
Back to David Lee Roth.
And then they had that... They had a young kid in the late 90s. He couldn't have been 21, 22. He did one album with them. The only hit they had when they had him was actually on the Twister album. It was called Humans Being.
Really?
Yep. And then they had another guy that they did for a few years on tour before they went back with David Lee Roth.
Gary Cherone?
That sounds right.
Gary Cherone. Because David Lee Roth, Sammy Hagar, and Gary Cherone.
And see, I thought there was one more in there somewhere.
Not seeing it. Hold on, let's double check this.
Okay, so I'm counting if you count live albums and certain EPs, and this is going to be more than just full albums. You're looking at 45 different releases.
Damn. Let's see. I am looking.
And I think 18 of those are full albums, like actual albums.
You might be right.
Yeah, you might be right. Who is Mark Stone? I see this name. He's popping up. What did he do for them?
Mark. He was a past member.
Bass and backing vocals found it. Nothing important. Nope, you're probably right. It was just the three of them. And I think David Lee Roth came back and covered for him. But I just remember that kid just because he was so young compared to them when they did that. Yeah, he was just with them from 96 to 99.
Yeah, he wasn't there for a very long time.
Well, at that time, Michael Anthony was playing bass for them also.
Michael Anthony was... Oh my gosh, you know you're right.
Yeah. It was an accident. Don't get excited about it. So the question is, well, and because remember, I don't remember what time frame it was, but Wolfgang, which I can't remember if that's Eddie's or Alex's son, was playing bass for them for a while.
That
like he started at like age 15. He was like only 15 when he started, I believe.
March 6th of 90. So he was born in 91. 29.
So any.
Wait.
That ain't right.
I said
your math
2006.
Sucks.
So.
Yeah. He was born in 91.
That
he was 15.
10 years. If, yeah.
He was 15.
That's crazy. Nuts.
Now, in that breath. I don't know what would be crazier. The idea of you just stood in front of 90,000 people at the age of 15 to play bass with your dad, or the fact that you were Michael Anthony and stepped off of that going, shit, I could have just been in front of 90,000 people to play bass, but instead I let a 15-year-old kid do it.
Yeah, no, Wolfgang. 15 stepping in front of 90,000 people.
I'm sure that kid pissed himself the first time he stepped on stage. I would have.
Oh, hell yes.
Okay, since we're talking about guitars, since we're just jumping on, I have a question.
Yeah.
Other than Eddie Van Halen at this point, we're going to say in the last, let's see, it's 2020. We'll say in the last 40 years, other than Eddie Van Halen. Name me who you think the top guitarist should be or is.
Okay, so.
Are you there? Did you hang up on me? Barely.
Okay, is that better?
Yes.
Yeah, no, I pulled on the cord and unplugged the damn mic.
Brilliant. It's like we've never done this before. All right, back to the question.
Well, considering how I got set up right now.
Other than Eddie Van Halen. naming who you think the top guitarist is. Not top three,
honestly?
Not top five, top guitarist.
Now, it kind of depends. I mean, well, Santana? I mean, because I like his style. But if I was to really get into it and get into it, I would actually say it would kind of be a three-way tie between Santana, Vi, and Slash.
Slash is a tough one, and I'm going to go a completely different route. I'm going to go with the one and only Zach Wilde. Because he's aggressive, he's all over the map, and not that I don't disagree with his Santana part, because solos, one, are not done that much anymore, two, are always something I've enjoyed, and three, make a guitarist a step above the others to me. And
right.
I've just always loved everything about Zach Wilde. Now, I've heard people say that he's sloppy and he doesn't keep tempo with whatever, and that's other people's opinions. The solo keeps my ear at everything he does, and it just amazes me every time.
Well, and you're right, because how many songs do you listen to where there's a good guitar solo?
There's not, because they don't do it anymore. Now, in that breath, one band that I fell in love with close to 20 years ago, a lot of people don't like them, but they do a lot more of it, especially on their earlier stuff, how that conversation normally goes with any band you talk about. A lot of people hate them. Fucking Avenged Sevenfold.
Oh, no. No, don't hate them. Nope.
A lot of people do. And a lot of it was because of how, when they first come out, there was a huge teeny bopper, I don't want to say emo effect, but there was just a weird little following of them. Just, I don't know what to say it was, but I just loved them.
They were
a lot heavier.
Kind of.
I don't think it was considered goth. It's what we would call goth due to our age, but they didn't. A lot of people didn't like them. I know a lot of DJs won't talk about them. It took them a long time, even after the first three mainstream albums, which put them at five, to get a lot of airplay in certain areas. And I adore them. And I don't say that as in, ooh, they're cute, as in, I love every noise they fucking make. I saw them at one show, and a buddy of mine was there, and I caught him later, and he's like, I didn't like it, dude. He's like, there was voices all the time while he wasn't singing. I was like, dude, it's because everybody has a mic on stage. And this is before their original drummer OD'd and died like 6-7 years ago. But everybody on stage has a mic because everybody does backups at some point. And just the guitar is amazing to me. M Shadow's vocals are amazing to me.
Okay.
And so, go ahead.
I don't know what's going to happen. I think we're going to end up getting kicked off, but what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to restart it and call you back. Because I don't know what the deal is. I had it set for a good grip, and it's just...
Ladies and gentlemen, we present to you the first fuck-up by our program director.
Right? No, it's not the first. It's probably about the fourth or fifth one right about now, so...
Yeah. Well, we'll just let them know. Well, I guess I can't. You already let them know it wasn't the first.
No, it's probably about the fourth or fifth one tonight. I'll tell you what, by next week I'll have this straightened out and nailed down like a nail in a coffin. I don't know.
So for those listening at home, know that the bullshit level will rise immensely as many times as we fuck up. So at this point, Chad, our program director, has screwed up at least 19 times and will probably be fired by the time we have our next show in 7 minutes.
It's only 17. It was only seven. Oh, it was only 17 times.
Shh. Whatever.
Don't tell him that.
Whatever. Too late, Jackass. So for those listening at home, when the show ends, please find our second inaugural show.
Yeah, it'll take me a cup. So I'm going to stop it. And then I will call you back. I'll set up another one, so it'll just go. I won't have it set for timed. I'm just going to start it.
Sounds good.
All right.
Now we're back.
I'll be back with you in a minute.
Cool. Bye.